serum inhibin B, a direct and precise marker of ovarian function. Introduction. Inhibin B is a heterodimeric glycoprotein consisting of one alpha subunit and one beta B subunit. Inhibin B expression and secretion in women positively correlated with granulosa cell function, oocyte number and oogenesis, and negatively correlated with FSH. It is regarded as a serum marker of oogenesis and may offer an improved diagnosis of ovarian function. Human FSH is a glycoprotein and consists of alpha and beta subunits. In the workup of female infertility, FSH is the classical endocrine parameter to discriminate between ovarian impairment and other disorders. Several studies confirm that FSH level is a valuable marker of oogenesis. The current study is designed to examine possible role of inhibin B as a predictor of ovarian reserve in comparison with FSH. Materials and methods. Subjects. The cases were selected from the Department of Reproductive Biology AIIMS between 2002 and 2003, while they were referred by various hospitals, including our own for reproductive hormone analysis for infertility, menstrual irregularity, or secondary amenorrhea. 34 premature ovarian failure, that is POF, women were selected for the study from 214 women referred. Suspected POF cases were interviewed in detail for medical, surgical and treatment history, that is particularly exogenous estrogen and cytotoxic chemotherapy, and they were examined clinically for general and systemic to exclude any gross disease as per proforma. Most of the cases were investigated extensively outside, including ultrasonography, reproductive hormones, hemogram, biochemistry, TSH, ANA, etc. before attending our department. All related information, hypothyroidism, hypertension and autoimmune was obtained in detail. Cases were selected as per criteria given in table / figure 1. No one had history of autoimmune disease, surgical removal of gonads, radiotherapy or chemotherapy. All the cases were followed up for at least 1 year. 5 known normally cycling fertile women from group C and 8 menopausal women, that is group B, were included for comparison. Blood sampling from normally cycling fertile women were collected on day 2 or 3 of menstrual cycle. Postmenopausal women were selected from another ongoing project of the department. None of the cases had exogenous estrogen intake for 3 months before blood sampling, although most were treated by estrogen in the past, that is more than 3 months ago. Informed consent was obtained before blood sampling. All blood sampling were in fasting state. Serum was isolated after centrifugation and stored at minus 80 degrees Celsius for 1 to 10 months before inhibin B and FSH assay. Hemolyzed and bilirubin-containing samples were discarded from the study. Assays. Serum concentration of FSH was measured using highly specific microparticle enzyme immunoassay, that is MEIA, using AXSYM, Automated Immunoassay System, Abbott Laboratories, USA. Inter- and intra-assay coefficients of variations was less than 3%, cross-reactivity with TSH, LH and HCG was less than 1%, and detection limit was less than 0.4 miu per ml. Serum concentration of inhibin B was measured using a commercially available solid-phase sandwich enzyme-linked immunosorbent assay, that is ELISA, specific for the dimeric inhibin B, Oxford Bioinnovation Limited, Oxford UK via Serotech. The first antibody is directed to the beta B subunit and the second antibody to the alpha subunit and conjugated to alkaline phosphatase. The assay had a cross-reactivity of 0.1% with activin and 1% with inhibin A. Assay sensitivity / detection limit was 15 pg per ml and inter-intra plate coefficients of variation was less than 7%. Before ELISA samples were pre-treated with detergent SDS, heated to 100 degrees Celsius and exposed to hydrogen peroxide to enhance sensitivity as well as specificity. Control and known standard, that is 1500, 250, 125, 62.5, 31.25 and 15.6 were used for the study. Patients with inhibin B concentrations below detection limit, that is 15 pg, were assigned as undetectable. All the examples were tested in duplicate. Microtiter plates were pre-coated with a monoclonal antibody to the beta B subunit of inhibin. Samples including control and standard were incubated in the well so that the antigen binds to the immobilized antibody via its beta B subunit. Following washing, a detection antibody was added. There was a monoclonal antibody specific for alpha subunit of inhibin coupled to alkaline phosphatase. Any unreacted material is then removed by washing before detection of alkaline phosphatase using a sensitive amplified substrate. This resulted in a red reaction product with color intensity proportional to the concentration of dimeric inhibin B present in the sample. At the end of the procedure, absorbance was red at 490 nm wavelength after subtracting mean zero standard absorbance using an ELISA reader. The absorbance values were plotted in a graph paper and results interpreted. Fish analysis. Interface fish with X-centromeric probe was carried out from 0.5 ml EDTA blood in all POF cases as per protocol. Statistics. Data were analyzed by using SPSS statistical software. Descriptive statistics are given as mean plus or minus SD. Independent sample t-test was used to see the mean significance difference between groups. The results. The mean plus or minus SDH and plasma levels of FSH and inhibin B of group A, B and C are shown in table figure 2. The H difference was not significant statistically, that is P was equal to 0.95 between group A and C. Plasma FSH level was elevated in group A and B in contrast to group C women. P was less than 0.0001. Women in group A and B had undetectable, that is less than or equal to 15 pg per ml level of serum inhibin B, whereas the mean level in group C was 51.8 pg per ml. The difference was statistically significant, that was P was less than 0.0001. Level of inhibin B in group A was no different than in group B. Plasma FSH of group A and B and group C was inversely correlated with plasma inhibin B. There was not a single case with normal FSH or inhibin B in group A and B. However, there were 5 cases in group A with non-menopausal, that is less than 40 MIU per ml FSH. All had history of exogenous estrogen intake preceding 3 months of blood sampling. Interface fish with chromosome X centromeric probe was carried out in all cases of POF. All excepting 2 were disomic for chromosome X, which was normal. 2 cases of chromosome X mosaicism, that is XX oblique XXX, were detected, however. Frequency of trisomic XXX cell line was below 10%. The discussion. In current society, the desire of women to reproduce in later years leads to an increased incidence of infertility. Infertility workup and treatment is frequently time-consuming, expensive and unsuccessful, leading to economical and psychosocial difficulties. Hence, evaluation of ovarian status to identify women who have a chance of becoming pregnant before initiating expensive treatment becomes more important for proper prediction and counseling. This may decrease anxiety as well as marital disharmony. Ovarian status can be screened using various tests. FSH, estradiol, ovarian volume, antral follicle count, ovarian biopsy, clomiphene citrate challenge test, a gonadotropin analog stimulation test are commonly used. The clomiphene citrate challenge test is widely accepted method of testing ovarian reserve. However, it requires few days to perform a multiple blood sampling. The gonadotropin's analog stimulation test is based on concentrations of FSH, estradiol and LH before and after GnRH analog administration. Its limitations are expense, need for injections and repeated blood samplings, in addition to limited ability to differentiate normal from reduced ovarian reserve. Hence, there is a need for alternative simple tests. Simple tests for ovarian reserves are ultrasonography and FSH. However, they have their diagnostic limitations, as ovulation may be seen in premature ovarian failure despite high FSH and subjectiveness of ovarian ultrasonography. Ovarian biopsy, although reliable, is an invasive procedure. Hence, there is a clear need for non-invasive, direct and precise marker of ovarian reserve, the identification of a parameter that can discriminate between complete absence of germ cells in the ovary and less severe disturbances of overproduction would be of considerable prognostic value for assessment of female infertility. Inhibin B and AMH, which are direct product of the granulosa cells, may be more accurate in this regard. Both AMH and inhibin B are produced by the granulosa cells of preantral and small antral follicles of ovary during early folliculogenesis. Since the number of ovarian follicles declines with increasing age, AMH and inhibin B levels may be used as a direct and precise marker for ovarian aging. Reports claim that inhibin B and anti-Müllerian hormone are better markers of ovarian function. This study was aimed to find out the role of inhibin B in assessment of gonadal function in premature ovarian failure women and compared with FSH. This cohort of patients was after exclusion of those suffering from overt or diagnosed medical disease or on medication. None of the POF cases resumed spontaneous menstruation or conceived in 1 year, some up to 2 years follow-up. The FSH rise in older women has been well documented and commonly utilized test for ovarian reserve. FSH level of greater than or equal to 40 MIU per ml in two occasions at interval of 1 or more months is indicative of ovarian failure. Serum FSH level was high in all POF and menopausal women in our study. However, there were 5 cases of POF with below menopausal FSH, that is 40 MIU per ml. Previous studies demonstrated that POF women with amenorrhea for less than 3 months and lower FSH level, although they remain elevated compared with regularly cycling women, are more likely to ovulate than women with a longer period of amenorrhea. Nevertheless, these did not translate into a better prognosis for pregnancy. A significant limitation of the FSH assay derives from exogenous estrogen intake. The fluctuation in FSH level is commonly seen with exogenous estrogen intake, which is frequent. Ovarian failure following chemotherapy or radiotherapy may be reversible and may cause fluctuations in FSH level as well as resumption of ovulation. To overcome this effect, we have selected a group of patients who had amenorrhea for more than 6 months and who did not take exogenous estrogen for at least 3 months before blood sampling and who did not have any history of chemo or radiotherapy. In spite of all, we found 5 cases of non-menopausal FSH which seemed apparently due to previous exogenous estrogen intake. Furthermore, as FSH is an indirect marker, rise takes long time and mildly raised FSH may be seen in women with reduced ovarian reserve. Recent years have witnessed inhibin B as a predictor of ovarian reserve. It is produced mainly by granulosa cells. It is undetectable in menopausal women. Approximately 40% of premenopausal women starting 2 years before final menstruation have undetectable inhibin B. We found undetectable, that is less than 15 pg per ml inhibin B in all POF cases as well as in all menopausal women. Its effect was not influenced by exogenous estrogen if taken 3 months prior to test. Thus, inhibin B might offer an enhanced tool for distinguishing women with premature ovarian failure. Although we did not find any case of POF with normal FSH and inhibin B, and both are good markers of oogenesis, however, we believe that inhibin B is superior as it was not influenced by previous exogenous estrogen intake, which is very often with POF cases. We investigated all POF cases of chromosome X by interface FISH and found 2 cases of mosaic trisomy X. Significance of low level, that is less than 10% trisomy X mosaicism, as a cause relationship warrants for more study with larger number of patients. We conclude that undetectable inhibin B and high FSH constitute markers of ovarian failure and measurements can be a useful non-invasive one-step tool for management as well as counseling of POF women who seek infertility treatment. Acknowledgements. The authors thank Indian Council of Medical Research India for financial support through the research grant for role of cytokines on premature ovarian failure.